Hi, everybody. Hello, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. This is the Healing Highway. We are live today on Monday, March 31st, 2014. We have Ron Amatron with us tonight, and he will be doing a lot of sample healings. We'll be taking listener questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we're on bbs.com, station one tonight. So if you have any desire to listen via phone, you can do that as well. You can find the phone number on the BBS homepage, or if you need it, it is 716-748-0150. And please feel free to comment on the fast chat. You can also find that on the radio homepage, bbsradio.com. And also, be sure to check out Ron Amatron's homepage, creationlightship.com. And if you want to head over there, we can bring up the picture of the light being, which Ron usually energizes with peace energy after we do maybe a sample clearing. So, Ron, I've been getting a lot of emails and people have been writing us saying that they've been feeling very anxious today, and a lot of people feel like they're kind of on the wrong timelines and they keep kind of, you know, feeling a little bit lost or confused. So I don't know, maybe we could do a sample healing for everybody for like that kind of unsettling Monday energy.
Okay, so let's do that. Clearing first here. So if you do feel a little strange, I would guess you're probably trying to tap into the old timeline. That's kind of what I would think. And you're connecting to nothing because the other Earth spirit's not here. When it's here, and very possibly you're used to going on to timelines that were activated from the earth. Remember, the timeline has to connect to the earth. So if a new earth spirit's here, it's not going to connect to it because it'll be a different frequency, in a sense. So here we go. Let's bring people back to this timeline, and maybe you're going to feel better. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Ugh, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So let's energize the light beam, everybody. So here we go. Light beam activation. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron, and hopefully you can feel the peace energy for yourself and your space. It's always a great thing when Ron does that on the show. It is live, and all of the archives, the healings will work, I believe, up to 5 times. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, 5 times for one particular type of clearing. So if you have an emotional clearing, it'll work 5 times through all the BBS archives. So saying it a different way, if you listen to 5 BBS shows and we did one emotional clearing per show, then that would be all that you're going to get for free. So that's the way that works. So it has to do with 5 times for each particular clearing total. Doesn't matter if you're on another show or not. If you've already used up your 5 free ones, it will not work for you any longer. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks, and thank you for the sample clearing. If you have noticed that yourself, those feelings today, and that clearing helped you out, you can send us a testimonial to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if it's short, you can just type it into the fast chat. So actually, someone on the fast chat just wrote, while in traffic, the lanes just opened up for me. Amazing. So I guess they're tuning in via phone. So interesting. And thanks, Ron, for bringing us into this timeline. So I have a couple of questions over at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and love to thank everybody for writing in and for sending their questions and testimonials. Also, I don't know if anybody listening now was on the last special 8-hour healing intensive call yesterday. This is a series of monthly calls Ron does. Usually, if you get the package, a 4-hour Saturday Ascension preparation call, and then 3 subsequent Sunday calls, and they're 8-hour healing calls. And I know that sounds like a long time, but it's really wonderful, and you will find that that time goes by so fast. So yesterday, Ron was doing a lot of work with water charging, and he was removing energetic pins from our bodies, and he was doing some special fat cell releases on these calls. So if you've noticed any difference, or if there's in particular one part of the call that you felt was really working for you, if you want to just write in and let us know about that, that would be great too. So I'll just jump right into questions then, Ron, if that's okay with you.
Maybe do like 10 questions. That'd be great.
Yeah, we certainly have questions, and thanks everybody for sending them in. And also, I don't know if I mentioned this at the top of the show, but no callers tonight, so we're just going to keep it a Q&A via CLS questions. So thanks, everybody. And the first question comes from a listener who is wondering, what is the difference between the soul family disconnection and the family imprinting cording removal clearing?
Well, the soul family are a bunch of people that you may not even know about. So that could be, in a sense, let's just say that you get into a car accident because you happen to tell your soul family that that is an easy thing for you to do because you already had a few in your life, and you can do that, and the other people in your soul family might be petrified and terrorized. They didn't want to do that, but you said, yeah, I've already did a couple accidents. I can do that. No problem whatsoever. And so all of a sudden, the people that come to your aid after maybe you get hurt, the ambulance driver, they could be in your soul family. The policeman that comes could be in your soul family. And they're all getting benefits from you having your particular trauma and dramas during this year. And so they're experiencing that, but you're the one that's suffering. That's why you want to get out of that particular energy. So these are soul family people. You're the one that would be the ones that are your family members. That's different. And so normally your soul family could be people you don't even know anything about, never heard of them before in your life, but they could be people that maybe you have incarnated with before where you may know them. But basically, you know, if you had, say, 1,000 people in your hometown, for instance, I'm not saying they're all going to be there, but you may not even see all these 1,000 people. You might see them off and on if you go shopping in grocery stores, etc. But you won't even know who they are, but yet they can show up in maybe your time if you're the volunteer, the guinea pig, the one that chose to have a situation, a problem. Then they can show up and get the benefit of the energy that you're leaking out and have that experience as you're watching you suffer. That's the way that one works. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's great, and I think that's a really important distinction. So the soul family isn't necessarily people that are your immediate or even your relatives. It could be this very, it seems to have a very wide net over potential people that could be in that soul family, and they could just be friends or acquaintances or even people that you're just not even associated with.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so for some reason, the soul family is affecting you, and you may not even know who they are. And it says in the description here on creationlightship.com is that the soul family clearing disconnects you from the soul family contracts currently affecting you. This would alleviate the soul family connection issues. And the clearing takes about 6 hours.
And that's a nice Band-Aid for people.
Okay. So, I mean, could this also work if you keep wondering, you know, in your life, why am I in this situation or how come this keeps happening? I guess that could be like a barcode, but it could also be a soul family contract. I'm just trying to look at it from a different
perspective. Yeah, you are correct there. Yeah, it could be that also.
Yeah, so that's an interesting way of looking at it.
And we had that clearing the problematic event one situations, et cetera. Barcode, so that could be one that you're dealing with. And then also it could be one that you're talking about to where you're wondering what's happening, and that could be a soul family situation where things keep happening, and it's beyond your control.
Yeah.
Because you're not able to become conscious. It's your spirit, you know, isn't able to communicate with you about what agreements it has made here with the darkness. And so that's the problem, is that your spirit's making connections to the darkness from your soul family to have events happen. They say, gee, why is my spirit connecting to darkness to do this? Well, it's because it doesn't know any better. Remember, it's stuck here, and it's thinking that it's doing some good, maybe for itself and you, as it's learning these lessons. Remember, you're not supposed to learn anything here, but it's told that you're here to learn and to grow spiritually. Hey, that's what the New Agers talk about. And your problems are because your spirit didn't know what to do, or it has to learn this. Well, that's the dark side agenda. And it takes on those dark side programs because your soul family is in darkness. And it wants to get out of here. So, of course, it's going to try to do what it can to maybe harm you, hurt you, break an arm or worse. And it's because it thinks that it's working its way out of the earth plane here because it's going through all this pain and suffering. Isn't the dark side nice on how they help themselves on the backs of humans?
Yeah, that's true. And I think a good way to maybe look at this is to examine your personal situation and see what's going on. If it seems to be an event that keeps happening to you, or, you know, like you keep, getting into a fender bender or something, that could be like an event barcode. But if it seems to me like with the soul family, if it's like people or relationships are drawing you into situations. Would that be correct in saying maybe it's a soul family problem that needs to be cleared up, Ron?
Especially if it's reoccurring and the same person is in the event, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so actually you might want to do both of those if that's your situation. But I was just continuing to read here from the website. It has six steps, and the first one is a soul family clearing. There's a current soul family lifetime clearing, a past lifetimes clearing, future lifetime contracts clearing, which is pretty interesting, and a psychic billboard program disconnection, and finishing up with a light infusion. So this seems like a pretty heavy-duty six-hour clearing. So this is probably going to knock out a lot of these soul contracts that you may be dealing with. So that seems like a pretty intense healing. And any particular time you would recommend running that run, like maybe at night while you're sleeping?
I would say probably that'd be the easiest since it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to know what they're dealing with, and they may get maybe visions of the people that's causing the problems. They might see some clarity. So all of that is all pretty good. But at night might be, you know, a better way to do that because it does take, you know, a while to do.
Okay. And how is that? I know we didn't really talk about this one very much, but the family imprinting cording removal. So that would be more related to your family members, right?
Yeah, that's your family members acting to you, thinking bad thoughts about you, especially like at Christmas time or Thanksgiving when everybody gets together, right? All your family members get together and they start talking about you and situations that you caused, you know, and everything else. So that's the problem that most people are going to be having is when they kind of meet each other, you know, in and with these key dates at a certain time in their life where maybe they were not as smart, more vulnerable, or something like that. And that's kind of what happens is people talk about the past. Remember, life here is based on your past. And you start talking to somebody, and what are they going to be talking about? Nothing in the moment. They talk about stuff that's happened in the past. They mind loop on that and everything else. So that's what you need to remember is everybody's trained to do that. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, that's a great distinction. And I think so hopefully that clears up for the listener what healing would be most beneficial to them. And I don't know if maybe doing it, I guess it depends on what your situation is, but I guess maybe doing both of them might be helpful, and also to maybe do that problematic and reoccurring events barcode clearing, because that seems like it would take care of a lot of situations as well. So hopefully that clears that up. Okay. So the next question, somebody's asking, what is included in the Mind Matrix bundle?
I have no clue on that.
Okay, so we can check and get back to you. I know it's quite a bunch of clearings. It's pretty extensive.
Yes.
And we can definitely check that out and get back to you. All right, so here's a healing request, or I guess it would be, I don't know if you can do this, Ron, but what would be the healing for a wound that will not heal?
I'd first do entities. So number one would be entities. Number two, if you're in pain, could be the pain body. Let me see here, what else? See if it's reoccurring or not. Maybe it could be even seven generations. So I would first do entities. And then after that, do the body jumpstart. And I don't know if the entity one is in body jumpstart or not. I can't recall. But the reason why I can't recall is because when I make the clearings, I don't ever go back into the page again to look at it. I don't visit any of my clearings that I have online. So if you're kind of wondering why I don't know what's online, because I create the clearing, put it up for people to use, and that's it. So I don't need to go in there for myself to do a clearing myself online, to do that. So I don't know what's really on each particular clearing, in case you're wondering why I don't know what's on there. I just thought I'd bring that out because it may sound, they said, gee, you have a website, you don't know what's on it? Nope, I don't. So there's a lot of clearings, and I know the ones that help a lot of people, but as far as exactly what's on there in each one, no, it's just a lot of stuff that will help everybody. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And I think it's important to know that Ron is always in the moment, and he's creating these clearings in the moment. So it's not like he's in time like you or I. So I will see if I can look up the My Matrix Bundle 2 for you, and hopefully we'll have an answer before the end of the show. So the next question is about the New Earth Transfer. And this person is asking, if you have done many timeline crashes in the past for many different emotions but have not transferred the clearings yet, should you transfer each session individually, or can you just write timeline crash on the transfer page and any timeline crashes you have run in the past will be transferred? Thanks.
Okay. The answer for that, remember, the light's always in the now. So you're living in linear time in the future and in the past. The light's in the now, so you need to take your now time of that particular clearing. Okay, that's what you're doing, is you're taking that clearing in the now and bringing it over to Earth Transfer clearing. So the light will not know anything about what you're talking about if you are attempting to bring over a bunch of these clearings. It just doesn't work that way. Everything is in the now. That's why, you know, you when you do it, you know, I would do it maybe once a week, keep track of what you've done, enter the name of the clearing and put it over there. And then I do have people who want to do it continuously after they do a clearing too. But that's the way it works. The light's in the now, knows nothing about your history or anything else, so that's the way it works. Because you're out of time. And you're living in time, but when you do the clearings, you're out of time. That's why you need to transfer it into that location. That help.
So maybe you could do timeline crash and then the date that you did it, if you remember.
Yes, you could do that.
That would work.
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. Yeah, because I know. I mean, for a lot of people who are continuously timeline crashing, I wonder what the best way would be to transfer them to the new Earth.
Just put in when they did it, and what the clearing was. And because your body's going to have a record of that. But you need to specify the clearing.
Okay, so yeah, just I guess putting generic timeline crash isn't going to work, but if you do the date, then that should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, so...
And just keep track from now on out what you're doing. That's probably the best way to put it. Don't get too upset or anxious or anything. Just keep track of what you're doing and continue on with that process.
Generally, what I like to do is if I'm going to be doing clearings, I just do that clearing because I think it's only like less than a minute. Just do it. Try to remember to do it, or put a little post-it note after you do it to do the New Earth Transfer. And then that way I kind of like do it on autopilot. You know, you're not thinking about having to keep track of all these clearings or keep all these lists of all these clearings. So if you just, do it as soon as you finish, it's that's generally a good system.
Yes. Very good.
Okay. So, Ron, I don't know if you would like to do maybe a sample anxiety clearing for everybody.
Okay, yeah, we can see what you're anxious about. So here we go, everybody. If you're anxious, help you out. So think of a situation to where you are anxious. Remember, tomorrow's April Fool's Day, so maybe you're anxious over that. Maybe something happened to you last year on that day, and now you're worrying about it today. So here we go. So think of your anxiety that you're having. Release that now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Elizabeth, we'll see how that helps people.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I definitely feel a lot more peaceful myself, and seems to be working. So hopefully you also have the light being up and you are feeling a nice peace energy if you're feeling anxious. So I actually looked up the Mind Matrix bundle, and I believe it has the Mind Matrix barcode removal, a cellular mental clearing, a whole life orb clearing, and an alien attack removal. So I think those are all of the clearings that are included in that. So hopefully those are all still working. So let us know if you have any further questions about that. And the next question is from a listener who wrote us and said, can we become codependent on CLS healings?
I guess there's always a chance of codependency, you know, on anything that you do. Remember, you're codependent upon eating. So, right? You know, so everything.
Yeah, I don't know if I would use the word codependent because
what it is when you do a clearing and you feel better, that's only because darkness got into you. You're getting rid of darkness that you collected. So if you'd like to get rid of the darkness, then that's wonderful. You can go in and do a clearing to get rid of darkness. And it's not that you're codependent. There's no other way to get rid of it. So, you know, it all depends. Everybody's different on how they're sensing, feeling things. And, you know, like I say, what you need is your emotional clearing, mental clearing, possibly a fear clearing, and then see where you are from there on the energies that you're actually, you know, looking at and how you're feeling. Remember, people could be courting you. Some ladies today back in the Caribbean, and they had a lot of voodoo stuff on them. Very strange. Well, I won't say strange, but compared to people here, that's strange. Over there, it's probably common every day. So I had to take that off of them. So would they be codependent upon having the dark side practitioner clearing? I would say probably not codependent, but to make their life a lot better, as people are probably doing these practices daily, if not weekly. So for them, that would really help them to do that type of clearing. Do they need anything else? Very possibly, but if your life is going to hell in a handbasket, then by all means do a clearing to help yourself out. So that's the whole thing. You know, it's up to you. That's why we have the unlimited version on a lot of the whole lifetime clearing, so you're able to stay current with that clearing. Do you have to do it every day? I would recommend doing it for like a minute or two. That's all that it takes. But, you know, is it needed every day? No, it's not. So that's kind of the process is how do you feel? And do you need to have something done to you on a clearing that's going to make you feel better and get rid of your, you know, emotional baggage and stuff? So, if, you know, you want to stay clear and focused and in the present moment, then you may wish to do the clearings.
Yeah, and I think the important thing, too, is to just keep it really simple. And if you are feeling like you need to be in the moment or your thoughts are running away with you, just do the mind to heart drop. And if you need to quickly get out of a situation that you're in, maybe you're at work and you're having like a crazy hectic day, you can do the be here in the now clearing and just keep that running, you know, in your cubicle or at your desk or wherever you are. That's the great thing about, you know, if you have a job like that, you can just kind of have the clearings running pretty much all day if you're able to do that. That would be great. And I wanted to say something earlier too. The thing about being codependent, it's I wouldn't necessarily maybe catalog it like that, because that implies that maybe, I don't know, that seems to have kind of like a negative connotation, like you can't survive without another person, or you have to have something in your life in order for it to work, which I guess that's true of the clearings, but it's kind of more like you seem to be more at peace when you do them and more in the moment. So generally, I think you're just going to want to do them more after you start and do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first one that you do that Ron recommends everybody do that before attempting to do any of the other ones. And hopefully you will just, you know, want to be at peace more, because that's kind of what your spirit is asking for. So hopefully that answers that question. And I also wanted to mention too, Ron, the twin flame reconnection clearing, where Ron reunites you with your twin flame. That might also be helpful if you feel like maybe you have a missing piece, or you're lonely, or you feel the need to be codependent on another person. It's a little bit different than the question, but I feel like that one is always a good one for people to do. But that's a pretty advanced clearing, and I think you have to do several clearings prior to doing that one. So I also should mention that Ron has another expo coming up, so hopefully you can get to that. It's the New Living Expo, and that is in San Mateo, California, right outside of San Francisco, and it's April 25th through the 27th, and you can find out more about that at newlivingexpo.com. So we had reports from people who were at the New York City Expo, which just finished up this past month, that people who went into the light chamber said they felt lighter, felt better, felt more relaxed, reported clearer vision and breathing, and felt very peaceful. So it's really wonderful to go see Ron at the expo, and hopefully if you're in that area, you can get out there and check it out. It's always wonderful to sample the energy in person too. And also, since we're on announcements, I just wanted to say too that coming up after this broadcast, we have another show, and you can access that through the link on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And this is changing the subject a little bit, but the topic, maybe we could talk about this, Ron, is why not to be a healer. So we'll discuss free will, free choice without judgment. And Ron will be addressing the questions of what are psychic attacks on your spirit? What is actually being evoked? There are many good reasons why not to be a healer or to go to one, as explained by Master Teacher Healer Ron Amatron on this broadcast. Taking on other people's ailments energetically accumulates when not released. It also affects the spirit adversely. Tune in to find out why we should not activate our DNA and what is transmitted when touched by healing hands. True healing takes place only on many levels and layers and involves our spirit, which is brought back to us through the online healings created by Ron Amatron and the Creation Lightship Source Energy, who provides solutions with divine heart-based healings. So that's a really important one, and I feel like this is something people don't really get or are kind of shocked to find out when they're coming to the expos and they're like, wait a minute, my healing is bad. Like, I shouldn't be doing all of these healings and attunements and crystal things. And they're kind of always really shocked when they learn this. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to talk about this a little bit.
Using minerals and stuff, that's fine, as long as they're not programmed by somebody, okay?
Right.
That's no problem. I think that the question should be, reversing it a little bit here, is if you are doing healings, then you need to look at how many people have you contaminated with everybody else's energies that you worked on. Oh, this might be like a guilt thing for people, as I mentioned this here. The, what's the old thing? oh my God, you know, what did I do to all these people? Well, what did you do to all those people? Okay? Remember, what's the old thing about, you talk about having, you know, intercourse, you know, you're with everybody else's partner?
Oh, yeah, like if this was like if you, I guess if you have unprotected sex, then you're sleeping with everybody that that person has slept with.
Yep. So it's the same thing. Remember, the emotional energies are connected to you, and it brings up the DNA inside of you, and now you're running the energy. And so your emotional stuff is being transferred on to the next person. And even though the person may have wonderful healing results from you as you're doing your practice, remember, you're using mind energy typically because that's just the way it works here. That's how you're taught to be a healer normally. Some people can use maybe intuition and have never read a book, but you're still taking on the energy. So regardless, take on and work with somebody and a healing on them. You're taking on their stuff, and that can eventually kill you because you've just acted your DNA, you know, with respect to whatever their situation is. So if you may, you know, you hear about people who they say, gee, you know, you never smoked a day in your life and you got lung cancer. Well, how did that happen? No, well, maybe you're around people that smoke, so like osmosis. So, and the same thing happens to people who do healings. And like I say, most healers will drop dead between 50 and 60. Because at that point, they've done enough work bringing stuff into their body. They're also passing it out to everybody else who comes to them. That's why I said, what have you done to other people? That may not be the way you want to really hear me talk about this here, but that's what you're doing is you're passing all this stuff on to somebody else. Even though they may have a great result on what you're doing for them, they may feel completely wonderful and may even have a miraculous healing. But remember, you're passing on all the energies of something from other people to them, and that's the problem. And eventually that energy is going to kill you. So whether your teacher told you that, you know, they may have told you how to do a mantra, how to maybe clap your hands together, stand on your head, you know, do 20 circles from left to right, you know, take a shower or whatever, it's still going to be with you. You can't get rid of it. Spirit takes it on. Your spirit then imprints into your body and clean off your spirit. Oh, that's the gist of the whole thing. Listen
yeah.
to the next radio program. And you get more information on it. So,
yeah, and I would think, Ron, too, if you are in a position where you're working with people like you're a therapist or you're some type of, like, person in a counseling or healing role, you would want to be doing the clearings because you could then probably offer your clients better advice and better healing. Because I think there's like a distinction there between a healer and someone who is coming in to be healed. And it would be ideally, I guess, both people would have had their whole lifetime emotional clearings and any other clearings that they needed. But I think if you're in a position where you're sitting in, you know, a psychotherapy office and you're listening to everybody's problems all day, I mean, you're, despite what, you know, preparations you make, you're going to be taking all of that stuff on. So I would think that it would be very beneficial to do clearings on yourself as well as your office space. And, you know, I would probably try to stay on top of that as much as I could, you know, if that's your profession.
That's a very good observation. Yeah. So just think, you know, another way to look at that to see how valid what we're talking about is, to validate it, just go to a shopping mall and sit down and listen to people talk around you. And more than likely, if you haven't had a lot of clearings, you know, where you're completely cleared out, where you're not in judgment, you're probably going to resonate to something that somebody's talking about within, you know, probably within 15 minutes. Do some eavesdropping and see what those issues are. It won't even be your issue. They'll be talking about it, and all of a sudden it might activate your DNA, and then you go, wow, you know, I can kind of relate to what they're talking about. And it'll bring up something that you may have already experienced or that you've physically seen. Whether you experienced it or not, or you've seen it, happening to someone else, once you see it, it gets keyed into you. And then it depends, you know, if your body is choosing to get rid of it. You know, what's the charge on it? Is it a really big charge? Just a little charge. If it's a real big charge, then more than likely, all of a sudden, you know, you may be having situations happening to you that you know nothing about. And it just could have been from, you know, finding somebody around you 10 years ago talking about something, and now it's finally hit. And that's kind of what happens, is like that happened to us, unfortunately. And that's why you want to be in not judgment, which means that if you have clearings, you should probably be pretty good. You're not going to be bouncing up and down. And you can check yourself very easily. Go out and watch a few DVDs, or stay in your house and watch some DVDs. are you jumping around when these scenes come up where it could be a really negative situation? No. No, an action movie or whatever, maybe worse, you know. But, you know, how are you feeling? Are you there role-playing in that person, which means that you're dealing with those same energies? So, no, you can tell how it is, you know. When I go to the movies, at times I'll watch people around me, and all of a sudden the scene comes up, and they're jumping and jerking, and their head's bobbing back and forth. Maybe they're gripping their hands really tight. Well, they have that issue. Just happen to see it before their eyes. So, you know, if you don't have an issue, you're just going to be watching the movie and be peaceful, even though maybe the most horrific thing could be happening in that movie set or scene. So, anyway, and those are also timelines. Are you going to be on those timelines that watching that movie? Are you going to be in the background there? Are you going to be the guy behind the camera, you know? You know, are you going to be in the unseen reality watching? Who knows? Very possible. So, anyway, we won't get into that. I don't want to destroy your DVDs watching movies, you know. One thing you could say, you know, I told that guy he should move that little set, or, you know, hold the glass of water differently or something, or walk different. I remember telling him that. Gee, was I really there? Anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, Ron, and that's the thing. I think once you realize that your life is kind of like watching a movie, but you can actually direct it by using the clearings, you can feel a lot better about calling the shots. So hopefully everybody can get on and maybe do some free healings. And we also have a ton of samples, and also the recommended healings. They're all wonderful. So you do really feel like you're more in control of whatever part of the movie you happen to be at. And somebody on the fast chat was asking about the New Earth Transport clearing. So I put a link into the fast chat for that. And the New Earth is, I think it's like one penny. And then after you buy it, you can just use it indefinitely for, it's kind of a space holder. It says here, the New Earth will act as a stepping stone for the parts of us in light. So after you do these clearings, these parts of ourselves, body and spirit, will now have a safe haven out of darkness to reside before ascension. These parts of us will bilocate between this planet and the New Earth. At ascension, we will go to our home base energy, not to this New Earth. So it's just a space holder. It's not an actual place. You can't go there. It's just a way for you to preserve your healings and clearings that you've done before the ascension process happens. So I did put the link in the fast chat, and hopefully that will help you out, to that listener who was specifically asking about that one. And basically what I said before is I like to do it after I'm finished doing all of my healings for that day or for that certain block of time. I just transfer them all over. So then that way I don't have like these lists, because I just lose papers and it's better if I don't have them. Just get it all done. Okay, so the next question is, somebody wrote us and they said they're feeling blocked when they're trying to be creative and they have trouble getting in the moment. Or they can get into the moment, but they still feel blocked creatively. I guess this is like person is like an artist or a writer. So So they're wondering, what can they do when they're trying to be creative and they can't?
Entities.
Oh, entities. Interesting.
You should, I do the entity clearing, and entities are one of those clearings that you should probably do first, you know, do the whole lifetime, and then after that, then pay for the unlimited version. So you can go in there and clear entities for a particular day. It only takes a minute or two to do after that. And, you know, you just keep on that, because you may have entities coming into you really don't want you to do that. Maybe they want to go out and do jogging or something instead of you doing your special artwork or something, you know. So you want to get rid of the entities that are preventing you from doing what you are choosing to do, but you get sidetracked. So that's entities.
So, and I guess entities could also be lazy and make you kind of lazy or sluggish.
They could do anything to you, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And also, I should point out to Ron that you do offer the weekly calls, and they are Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Courting, clone, and entity is on Friday. So hopefully, also, I would probably get on that entity call, and hopefully that would help. So there is a whole lifetime entity clearing?
Yes, there is. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. All right. And if you're new and you're listening and you don't know what entities are, they are emotional bodies or ghosts, I guess would be the common term for them. And they can, as Ron said, make you pretty much do anything, have addictions, eat a lot of junk food, be lazy, you know, have bad habits. So I guess if you're also having any of these problems, you might want to do that whole lifetime entity clearing as well. Okay, and I should also mention that if you would like to do this, it's a great way to connect with Ron and to have all of your questions answered, and it is sponsorship. So you can sponsor any one of the BBS radio shows. You could do $30 for a half hour or $60 for an hour, and so that becomes basically you're on the air live with Ron, and you get to ask and have answered any questions that you may have. And it's a great way to kind of get, especially if you're new, kind of a crash course in all the clearings, how to do them. You know, if you have any questions about timeline crashing, it is a really wonderful tool. So it's always great to have sponsors. We always enjoy hearing from them. And if you would like to do that, just send Ron an email or send something to CLS Questions, and we can set that up for you. So it's always a great way to ask questions and have them answered. All right. So the next question is about the alien all-parallel lifetime removal. And I guess this person was looking for maybe some information about this clearing, or they say they have not found any radio show where you talk about this clearing. So I guess they've done, or you've talked about timeline crashes, but they were looking specifically for more information on the alien all-parallel lifetime removal.
So that does it. It allows you to go into any clearing, I believe, and put the aliens in there in place of, say, yourself or people. So normally, you're dealing with yourself getting extricated from energies that are on this planet from other people. That's typically what happens. So the alien one disconnects you from aliens. That's why we put the word all in, so you're able to go into that. Like if you wanted to do an emotional clearing, do that in that. And get rid of the emotions of you being with the aliens on maybe an alien planet that you know nothing about. That's out on a timeline. So, saying it differently, got abducted, you're physical, you see these aliens, they scare the hell out of you, and they start experimenting with you, and you're traumatized. It might be another clearing you may want to do is being traumatized by the aliens. And you can go into that page and help yourself out when you're on those timelines. Because you remember, you're still having it here, even though you don't know anything about it. You may have a glimpse of that. you're still there physically, just like you are here. So it's not like you're dreaming or thinking that it's a something that's outside of yourself, or you just happen to have this little glimpse of something going on. You go, no, that could never happen to me. Well, that's why we have it on there, so you can help yourself out with that trauma that you probably know nothing about, but you do know about it a little bit, but maybe it's only 1%. That's what it's on there for, is to take the clearings, which are normally whole lifetime clearings, and to drop them into the alien agenda, to go into a whole different realm of clearings with that in mind. That's what it's for. So anything you want to add to that, Elizabeth?
Well, and also I think you would have to be pretty aware of, you know, maybe what alien races you're dealing with in order to get off those parallel lifetimes. It seems like kind of an in-depth clearing that's very specific to, go ahead, Ron.
Not everybody's going to know.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to wear a name tag around their neck.
There's not going to be like a convention where everyone's wearing little stickers.
Yeah, no. So that's kind of how I would look at it, is just go in and you sense something happen to you. You want to go in there and clear some of that stuff away from you.
Or maybe if you've been having like dreams. I think dreams are probably where a lot of this information comes from for most people. So if you've been having dreams maybe of like abductions or alien worlds, I would think this would probably be a great clearing for you.
Yep. And I only put that one up because it needed to come up. Normally, you know, it's one of those things that's really going to go to the deep core of you if you do that, as of all the situations that happen here.
Okay. So, Ron, maybe we could do a sample entity clearing, because I know we were just talking about entities. So I don't know if we want to do, like, a sample entity clearing for entities that keep us from being creative or something else.
I could do that one. So here we go, everybody.
Okay.
Entities that are blocking your creativity. Think of how you want to be creative. Here we go. So remember, we have to take away that obstacle. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, boy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So anything else we may want to do as a sample?
Maybe a pain body clearing, a sample pain body clearing.
Okay, so here we go, pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, oh man, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. There we go, everybody.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome, Ron. And I just got a testimonial from someone who is saying that they're reconsidering doing the natal barcode clearings, because they've been looking at numbers on official documents and realizing that they are covered with numbers. So they've already done a lot of the natal clearings, but they keep finding more numbers to clear. So I guess that would be probably true and a good way to sort of clear your energetic association with those numbers that are assigned to you throughout your lifetime. I guess it's another way of just, you know, the dark side kind of keeping track of you. So So yeah, definitely you would want to clear that out. And I'm just checking the fast chat one more time because we are kind of running out of time here. I can't believe this hour goes by so fast on the healing highway. So definitely also wanted to make sure everybody knew that Ron was going to be at the New Living Expo, and that is April 25th through the 27th, and you can find out more about that at newlivingexpo.com. And I'll put the link to that in the fast chat so everybody can check that out. And that is in San Francisco, right outside of San Francisco. So hopefully if you're in the West Coast, you can get to that and check out Ron and check out the Creation Lightship. It's really great. And I know, like, we've had testimonials from everybody who was just at the New York one, and they're saying that they felt so uplifted and they felt so much more relaxed and peaceful. So I'm going to put that link in there now so everybody can have access to that. And Ron, I don't know if there are any other sample clearings you would like to do. Maybe we could clear today's date. That's always a good one to maybe do for everybody, the 31st. It's also the last day of the month, so that might have significance for people.
Sure, okay, here we go. Last day of the month then, being the 31st. Clearing the 31st then. So 1, 2, 3. Boy, you got it again. 4 and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Okie doke. So remember, if you're going and you're doing timeline crashing and you're choosing to empower yourself by getting onto a better timeline, maybe one that's more positive, must clear away your obstacles on all the other timelines that could be coming or interfering with you getting what you'd like to have. And then you go into another timeline of what you want to bring to yourself. You have to clear all those away first. And if that's the case, you'll want to probably go out more than, 5 days in the future. And it feels like almost like maybe 2 days would be maximum now, but I'll know more as time goes on here because we are living in time. But your spirit that's here is definitely working in the moment. So when you're not connected to the moment, where are you connected? You're not connected to the earth spirit that's helping you in the ascension process and also helping you to stay off of the timelines. It doesn't know anything about timelines. This is brand new territory for it, okay? All it knows is what's in the moment. So if you're choosing to go off on timelines, the clearings can help you, but it cannot do anything for you on timelines that are typically going to be in your future. So the rules have changed, okay? And so that's kind of the way you want to look at it. Otherwise, remember, you're still bringing in timelines to yourself, but I think most of those timelines that you're used to using since Saturday and before, when the old Earth Spirit was here, the rules have changed. So just know that you need to be in the present moment. Bring forth your reality, and if you're not in that present moment, you might feel very tired, anxious, and everything else because you're no longer in source energy. So hopefully that helps everybody out, and we'll see you on the next BBS show, which will be on Wednesday, same station, Station 1, and then tomorrow we have our special call for entities at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern. So I'll just say thank you, Elizabeth, and we'll see you later, everybody. Have a good evening.